I have been single. I have had like relationships with men that are ironically some in relationship situationships with men I've met through Instagram in the divorce world, who I'm sure we may even, I probably shouldn't say this on air, but it's okay. Whatever. That's how I met them.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to Divorce Diary Show Podcast. I'm Michelle Traina, and today I have not one, but two special, very special guests. One of them is joining me right now from What the F or WTF Divorce. I like to say the whole fucking name, What the Fuck Divorce, from WTF. Welcome, everybody. Christy. Christy, you're going to say your last name for me because I don't want to mess it up. And it's she's the beautiful, the lovely.
Christy Teasing is my last name. So I'm so excited to be here with you. I'm glad to get to chat a little bit before Rob hops on and we can have girl talk and then he can pick it up and give his perspective.
Yes, I'm hiring my volume. Yes, I love that. Christy Teasing, everyone. I said it correctly, right?
Yep.
I love it. She's going to tease it. All right. You probably get this joke from guys. Christy Teasing, what kind of teasing do you do? That's it.
People get. God.
Is it like that? Is it like, and is, oh, what's wrong with these men?
I used to teach high school English before. So it's misteasing. Terrible.
I taught middle school musical theater for a period of time too. So I wouldn't get anything so much on my name, but they would be like, they would just scream titties.
I have a joke about that.
Titties. Yep. Something about seventh grade boys and they want to scream titties. And then I finally asked one of my students, like, why do you keep screaming that? And he's like, because we all have them. I was like, okay. It's true. We do all have them. So welcome, Christy. Okay. So let's hear a little bit about, if you can give us a little rundown on what made you want to join forces with Rob with WTF Divorce. Now, do you say WTF? Do you say what the fuck? How do you guys go by the name? I would assume you say WTF. Go ahead.
We say WTF divorce, and actually randomly in conversation, I think I say the fuck word more than Rob does. Like, he created the brand name WTF divorce. And sometimes I'm like, shoot, aren't we saying fuck Rob? Like, isn't that part of it?
Yes.
Yes.
And I love it because everybody in divorce kind of has that feeling of what the F, right? There's so many things that you can connect what the F to in divorce. Tell us a little bit about your journey, divorce, and then what connected you to Rob.
Okay. So I was divorced. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I left my marriage while I was pregnant with our second. So I ended up divorced with a newborn and a 2-year-old. Wow. My partner and I, we co-parent pretty well and get along as amicably as we can. But at that same time was when I actually stopped being a teacher. I left the teaching profession when I became a single mom and went out on my own to do some freelancing work and marketing and met Rob just very organically through Instagram and was like, I love this page. I'm going through a divorce. Like, I work with brands and like creating their systems and creating like their marketing strategies. I have a writing background. Like, what can we do to work together? And, you know, I can be a female voice added to the WTF Divorce brand and we can, you know, grow good together organically. And it's been such a fun ride. Like, I was drawn to him because he brings so much humor to it. Like, it's a very serious subject. And like, let's be unserious about it. Like, please, like, we all know it's a shit show.
I love Rob for that too. Cause like, he doesn't look at me like, oh, she's man bashing. He kind of gets my perspective. We get each other's perspective. And like, from the Instagram stuff, like, I appreciate him so much for seeing that. And same, I hope he feels the same way back. So I love that you're saying that. Well, you are a mastermind with marketing. And I love that we both love teaching actually. Cause I love teaching too, to go back to acting and comedy full time. Wait, so tell me a little bit about your So with marketing and WTF divorce, here's the thing. You guys have grown exponentially. What is if you could give our viewers, myself, how you did that, because I feel like I'm organically growing very slowly. Like the hope I have is disintegrating in the men that I'll ever find the real love of my life. So like, it's very slow.
Yes.
That did not, that analogy was weird. Like my faith in finding the right man is slowly getting lower and lower. And my growth on a social media is just growing as slow, even though it's good, still growing slowly. They're all growing. Everything's getting slow.
I feel like it's consistency and authenticity. Like we don't beat around the bush of what is going on in the all stages of divorce. And like, we're not afraid to kind of push the boundaries. And I do feel like you have a similar brand perspective, like authenticity and consistency, like continue to just, you know, share with the people, relate to the people, interact with the people, ask them questions. Like, our audience too, like to some extent, I feel like we can't take credit for it. Like our audience is awesome. They're super engaged and interactive. And like, we've really built that trust where they, you know, they're willing to share stories with us that we can use. And okay. Yeah. And
so the interactive part is a huge part in it, I think. And I don't know if, and like, cause I do hear what you're saying. I think it is important. So engagement and interaction and how people interact. Yeah. Cause you guys post a lot of stuff that I want to be like, oh, I want to respond to that right away. Cause that's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah. Right.
Yes. And I think it's big that we both, that Rob is a divorced single dad and I'm a divorced single mom. So like, we get it. And his kids are a little bit older than my kids. So we're hitting like all spectrums.
Yeah, all spectrums. I think that too, like with divorce diaries, when I first originally started, it was like really my post-divorce journey that can connect to anyone who has had any, in general, anyone that has had any transition in their life or loss of like themselves, right? So I also poke fun at things that happened to me in my life. And just off of your perspective, how do you think in dating, that's hard, but I don't want to shift who I am for that. Now, have you ever come across anyone in your dating world, or just in your personal world in general, that will see you're creating from the divorce and they're like, they have the opposite opinion of you about it, or what was, have you ever encountered? I've encountered that a lot.
To be honest, I haven't meshed the two worlds much.
Oh, but
yes.
Got it. So
I'm a little bit abstract. A very funny story related to this once. So obviously, like, I'm on the dating apps, like, it's the trenches. How else do you find people? Like, so
I stand outside on the street in New York City and I just hold up a sign at this point.
I live in such rural Missouri. Like if I stand outside, I'm not seeing it. Like no one's coming back.
Hot truck driver on his way somewhere. Well,
we're on the gravel. It's, I mean, no one's out here.
Got it.
My sister might drive by. So
you haven't crossed the worlds yet. I got you.
Yes. So funny story, explaining on like trying to explain to someone in a Bumble text what I do. Like I'm like, oh, I'm an online marketing. Like I build up brands and work on social media campaigns and da da da. And the conversation just went like really dead and he didn't say anything. And I was like, is that a problem? Like that I'm in marketing? And he's like, I'm not interested in people who have OnlyFans. And I'm like, no, I'm like, first of all, there's so many things to unpack here.
Have an open mind. That guy is so closed-minded. Some people might need to like use OnlyFans to fucking feed their kids. So shut the fuck up, asshole. Not you, the guy.
Right. I know.
That guy.
I know. I'm like, first of all, okay. So not at all what I just said I do. And second of all, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get on OnlyFans and I'm just going to bake cookies. That'll be my OnlyFans page.
I love that. Did you do it? Or we're not allowed to talk about it? Okay.
Oh, I should.
I will do it. Hey, here's the thing. I actually think that guy probably encountered that on the apps and then was somehow, because it sounds like he's projecting some story or something that happened to him. Because I do that. When I meet a guy that's like, I can't text or call you at certain times, I'm like, are you fucking married? Like, and yeah. They'll be like, no, I just have my kid or something. They'll say something like realistic, but because I have a history of someone that has done that to me, I'll automatically go in to the situation thinking the guy's lying, which is my own issue, which is why I'm back in therapy.
We're also traumatized.
That's actually what my new therapist said after I got done with the first session. She's like, well, you've been through a lot of trauma. And I was like, well, thanks for validating that. So you have, okay, so you kept the world separate and you're in the trenches of the dating apps. What has, besides the authenticity of this, of your content, what do you think, is there any other special thing you can think about within posting times, should we do all of the platforms? Is there something else that people can do to grow? Just because, like, I have tried all those things and I'm like still slowly but surely getting there. I'm the engine that could, but it's like we need gas every 5 minutes.
Yes, I know Rob's going to be joining us. Rob has the secret formula.
Okay, like, so maybe we'll talk to Rob about it.
Yeah, Rob has the secret formula. He has shared it with me before, and it's how he like creates the memes and finds the humor.
Okay, right.
Gonna hit.
Yeah.
So I could speak to it, but he is gonna do a much better job of giving you like the 1, 2, 3 steps.
So we'll talk with Rob about that, but before we bring him on for that, let's just talk a little bit about what your advice is with anyone that's first getting divorced and wants to start to date. What are your 3 top tips? Or like, I've been in here 8.5 years single, so I probably still need these tips or advice.
Oh my gosh. Don't do it. No.
Yeah. That's number one. Don't do it.
You just can't take it you can't take it too seriously. And
I don't know what you mean. I write manifestations and wrap them in pink ribbons. Like my medium says.
I ate the grapes under the table at New Year's Eve. I absolutely ate the grapes. So if that works out,
that mean?
Number 10. What? Okay.
Wait, hold on. Viewers, you're hearing it first. A top tip on finding the real love of your life. Christy Teason, please tell me what eating the grapes under the table mean. I'm going to do it after we get off this call. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Well, we missed the time. So it was it's a New Year's Eve thing. And it's how you manifest like love and abundance in the new year. You're supposed to, I think it's a Spanish tradition.
I love Spanish men. That's all I date is Latin men and Spanish.
Beautiful.
Latin and Spanish.
So, okay. I think time is a construct. You could do it tonight and it was probably the same thing as New Year's Eve.
Pretend it's New Year's Eve in my head. Go ahead. Okay. So
you sit underneath the table and when from 11:59, when it strikes midnight and you're going into New Year's, you're supposed to eat 1 grape, 12 grapes for each month in 12 seconds. And they should be green grapes. And you're under a table, a folding table, a kitchen table, any kind of table. And you got to like I practiced a couple days ahead of time.
I can stuff a lot in my mouth. Do you have to eat them one at a time?
Well, I mean, safety wise.
I wasn't going to just stuff them all in my mouth.
They just have to go in there individually. So you couldn't put 3 in a time. And you got to think about each month and what you want. And that is supposed to, it's according to, again, I think it's Spanish tradition, manifest love and abundance.
January, bring me some tax returns and a cup of coffee. February, bring me flowers and a text back. March, bring me a St. Patrick's Day 4-leaf clover and the promise to take me to the next wedding I'm invited to. So I love that. Okay, that's an amazing top hint. I love that. This is great. I never knew of that.
Number one. And again, time is a construct. Everyone can do it tonight. And it would, I think it's the same.
Well, I love this. Thank you for sharing. This is really amazing. So wait, I'm going to do this tonight. What would you say? Okay. So you have been divorced in a total of how many years? Only like 3. I've been 8.5. Is there something wrong with me? Cause like I keep putting it on myself. Cause I know it's kind of a split thing where I have to be doing some of this myself. I have been single. I have had like relationships with men. Mm-hmm. That are ironically some in relationship situationships with men I've met through Instagram in the divorce world, who I'm sure we may even, I probably shouldn't say this on air, but it's okay. Whatever. That's how I met them. And then we've like connected and then it goes, it's like, I'm not available to commit to you right now. So I keep running against these emotionally unavailable men. And it's like literally the same man, different costume. Are you experiencing this at all? And and we'll also ask Rob the same question of why this may be with men. Cause I feel like women experience it more than men. with the emotional unavailability.
Yes, 100%. That hits, like, they're all emotionally unavailable, apparently. In my
like, they pop out of their mom's womb and she's like, here, fend for yourself. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't happen. What, get it?
I am so committed to, like, my youngest is a boy, so I have one son, and I am like, you're going to do better. Like, this poor man, he's almost 2 years old now. And I'm like, listen, let's talk about emotional availability. And he's like, mom, I have no words.
Repeat after me. I will call her by her real name.
Here's your affirmations. Like, my daughter's early, or my daughter's, excuse me, the oldest. And so her affirmations are like, I am beautiful, I am confident, I am kind. And like my youngest, my son's affirmations, like, I'm gonna call her back. I can cry.
I will commit after the first date. I know that's a little intense, but do you find it's hard to, I really love that though, actually. I think that, you know, because I don't have any boys, I just have a girl, but I was raised by an amazing father who was monogamous with my mom for 45 years. They were this romance, like partners. And like, I am in the last couple of months really struggling with understanding why I haven't found the right partner in ever. Like, even my ex-husband, and I don't think we were the right match. I think it was more of a, what was happening for me, what I needed with like my past trauma. And what do you find with your marriage and now, that you think like has shifted your perception on how you choose the right partner? Has there been any shifts? I know I clearly am failing because I'm not doing nothing differently. I just keep failing at it. I keep choosing the same person. So I'm back in therapy for that reason. But what about you? What do you think, has anything shifted so that you find a partner that meets all of your, you know, non-negotiables?
I think that my security and being at peace alone is like done wonders for my standards and my expectations in a partner. Like, my life is really good. Like, I am very happy. I love my kids. I love my career. I, you know, have a nice routine, and I know that I bring a lot of value to a relationship, and I'm very happy how I am. Like, I'm very happy here. So I think it is like that becoming, getting to know myself more in the process of divorce, getting to know myself more, being single, being a single mom, like seeing what I'm capable of with raising my kids on my own has just increased my expectations for a partner. Like, you better come in and add benefit to my life. Like, not even like, oh, you came in and met me at the same level. No, no. Like, you better come in and like increase my happiness, because we're so good right now. Like, we're so good. And I think that increases expectations and standards.
I love that, being peace with your life in the alone frame. And I phrase, right? Like, I like being alone. I like handling my business, but it's never clicked in for me. Like, I mean, I am happy alone, but then there's like this longing when I meet someone and I crush on, and then like I'm sitting and waiting by the phone, like, well, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? What's going to, like, because some people are like, Michelle, you need to just let it happen. Michelle, you need to just take it slow. I'm like, I honestly feel like the kind of person I am, I can't sit still or not focus on it. And I guess I'm working on that. But I second I get a crush, I'm like, writing it out, I'm talking about it, I'm daydreaming, and it's really annoying.
Yes. I think so. I also have a theory that Rob and I have discussed before with the dating apps and like how they kind of create this like excessive attention and the validation. So this sort of spins up what you're saying, and just this like spiral of like waiting for the text and needing the contact. And I think that this is what happens. And maybe this is what happens on the male side too. Like, Rob can speak to this as well. But I think with like the dating apps, it's so easy to have multiple conversations going on for either party, like the male or the female in this situation. And somebody gets busy, so you pick up a conversation with somebody else, or then you develop a crush on somebody, but you get busy one day and they are like, and they're bored and they're looking for a text and they're like, she hasn't said anything. And so they're back on the apps because they can get in You know what I'm saying?
This gets so confusing. It's too much. I'm not even on the apps. We're bringing in Rob. He's going to come and weigh in on this. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome in Rob Roseman. I hope I'm saying his last name correctly. Everybody! And here he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's connecting to audio because we're fancy and we're using Zoom. Hi, Rob!
What's up, Michelle?
Am I saying your last name right? Rosman or Roseman?
Roseman.
You got Ooh, listen it. To your baritone. Okay. Roseman. I love it. I love, love, love it. Rob Roseman is the other teammate, co-owner, whatever you guys want to call yourselves, the other king behind the magic. And Christy, you're the queen behind the magic of WTF Divorce. I like to say what the fuck divorce because that's all I say every time I see your brand. I love it. I've been following you for a while. You've been super supportive of my content. And I was telling Christy how I just love that Rob never has ever said oh, she's man bashing. You kind of connect to how I see my stories and my experiences. Love that. Rob, we're going to get into it. And just for everybody who's listening, I'm going to piece a little bit of me and Rob section a little bit later so we can talk now. I have both of you on here about the dating stuff. We're talking about apps, okay? I'm not on the apps. I have anxiety about the amount of messaging I have to do with all the stuff I do with social media. From a male perspective, I'm assuming you want monogamy. If you want a monogamous relationship from a male perspective, how do you juggle finding that on the dating app? What is the number one or two tips that you have for us? And then we're going to talk about what me and Chrissy were saying about it.
Well, don't ask me. I'm just failing left and right at relationships. I think
yes!
they are
high five it. Yeah.
I always tell people the dating and the meeting and even the beginning part of a relationship is hard enough, but you can do it. But then when you get to the long-term monogamous relationship, I got, next Thursday on my co-parenting calendar. See you then. Good luck with this. I'm still wondering how people do it.
Okay. So do you think, and Chrissy was mentioning how I don't use the apps, but I feel this in the text messaging. If you meet somebody and you both have a crush on each other, but then you get busy, the other person may interpret that as, oh, they're not interested, I'm going back on the apps. Do you experience that at all?
Yes, and I have been guilty. It sounds terrible, but I've been guilty about sliding back to the apps when you get that disconnect because you're like, what are we? Are we dating or are we boyfriend, girlfriend? And that thing, it's like a drug in your pocket. I mean, I think the dating apps while trying to have a relationship in today's world is completely unprecedented, because when you didn't have it, you were you're not just randomly going up to strangers at the grocery and being like, hey, you're cute, you want to, or getting messages.
I do that, but
well, you're braver than we are, so
I will stand outside with a sign in New York. I was just telling Christy I'm going to be standing outside in the sign with the sign in New York City that says swipe right on me, just to see what happens, because A, it's content for the web series, and B, I can't handle going the app, so I got to kill two birds with one fucking stone.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a guy's app versus obviously, what a woman's app looked like. They're completely different. I imagine you guys, cute girls, you're barraged with guys just swiping right. Now you got to filter through it. Guys, unfortunately, we're probably swiping right a lot more frequently and we're getting a lot less. So it's a different experience, I think, on both sides.
It is a different experience. And if you meet somebody in person, then you want to know, well, what apps are they on? And then it becomes a very scary situation, right?
I mean, it's terrible, but I have been outed as so my friend saw you on the apps. I thought we were going out. And I hated to, I knew it was childish, but I was like, well, what are you doing on the apps? She told me, she's like, I saw you on there. So I was
saw
like,
you
this
first,
is
boo.
Exactly. It wasn't good.
Okay. So, all right. So if I want to do a little bit of a flash round, because I have, I feel like we all have these experiences where dating's overwhelming. Okay. So let's just go through. I have some of Rob, you gave me some question ideas. I want to just throw out some topics that I've been through, and I hear both of your opinions since you guys are the experts, since you are the king and the queen of WTF divorce. Okay. So it's going to be WTF or, WTF, what was the other one? WTF, or let's say, what could be another word?
FML, that's kind of, they're kind of the same thing, but I say that a lot.
WTF,
too.
or love? Let's just do that. WTF or love. Okay, you ready? So I'm going to give you the scenario, and Christy and Rob, we'll go Christy first, then Rob. Okay, you're going to respond with WTF or love. Okay, ready? First topic. I text a guy at nude, and he responds 5 hours later. WTF or love?
What the fuck? Yes, because if you got to learn how to make somebody a priority. So I don't like a 5 hour gap. That's a long time.
Rob, what do you think? Yes, agreed.
This has been something I've dealt with. I think it is a little bit of WTF, but also you need to communicate. Like, when I'm at work, what if he's at his job and he can't text you back?
No, it was nighttime. So. It was 7:30 on a Saturday night.
It's a little bit of WTF.
Okay, great. Good. He never asks me out on a weekend. WTF or love?
He never asks you out on a weekend? There's something. WTF. Where's he going? To the other life he has?
he'll claim like he didn't know I was available, but he never asked. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, that's a WTF as well. Unless as you know, his co-parenting schedule is like really weird, which usually you have at least one weekend night.
His son is 21.
I mean, he might need to.
His son doesn't talk to him.
No, that's a WTF. He's he's out.
Okay. Here's another one. Here we go. He will not date me because of a religion. WTF or love?
WTF.
Yeah, I gotta agree. WTF.
Yeah. Okay.
What religion? What religion is he?
I was raised Catholic. He's it's like borderline. He's not Orthodox Jewish, but he is like conservadox. So it was a whole problem for him to be with me. I talked about this with Noam a lot on our episodes last year, and he like kind of guided me away from the guy. He's like, you need to get away.
Look, once you have kids, I feel like that is a completely different topic. Now it's like, you do you. I mean, I'm not trying to, what's the big deal?
Right. Okay, let me give you another one here. He turned his phone off because he was at Dave Chappelle. WTF or love?
I feel like that's valid to turn your phone off at a comedy show. I think that's valid. Don't some shows you have to put your phone away.
Exactly. Love. He like zip. You got to turn in your phone. That one was okay. Yeah.
Okay. Love. Okay. Love. All right. Here's one. Now this is a new one. He paid for everything on a hangout night. Wasn't a date. We're just getting to know each other. Paid for everything. And also asked me to pull over so we could have another 30 minutes to talk. But I haven't really, he hasn't really texted with me. So do we, what TF or do we love? It's not dating yet, just getting to know each other.
Are you in a car together? I missed the pulled off.
Sorry. So we had a night out, hanging out. He paid for everything. I drove him back to the apartment because it's in New York City. And he told me to pull over so we could have more time to finish our conversation. WTF or love?
But hook up in the back seat.
Yeah, he never went, but like I haven't really talked to him since. This was on Saturday.
I mean, I'll say love. What's wrong with he wants a little more time, unless you're not interested? He's making an effort.
I'm very interested, but I don't want to push it because we know Michelle. I will jump onto him like a koala bear on its mom's pouch.
We are guilty of that. When you finally meet somebody that's cool, you're like, oh my God, this person is not a psychopath. And yes, and it's like down girl. Like, yeah, it's hard to do.
What do you think? WTF or FML? I mean, love.
I think love. I love that he spent the extra time with you. But Saturday to Wednesday, that's a separate scenario. I don't love that.
He has stated to me he's emotionally unavailable right now, but about like his past. Like he does not know I have a crush on him. I guess saying it on my podcast is not a good idea either, but he doesn't know I'm talking about him.
He's not listening, Michelle. Let's be honest.
All right. You know what, Rob? See, we'd make a great.
Well, you know what, though? You've got to like, That's the thing. I think we both kind of play chicken. We're like, well, I'm not texting her if she's not texting me. And then I don't want to, at a certain point, I think you do need to, you don't want to be like the blue text psycho. We've all been there. But sometimes you're like, hey, haven't heard from you. You got to be the bigger person. So, if that turns him off, it's probably not a thing.
So that's why I don't want to, like right now, I'm just keeping it cool because we've both shared our past. And I've heard him say enough times that he needs some time alone because he's went from like serious relationship after divorce, like to two serious relationships. And I'm like, and he just ended one a month and a half ago. So I'm like, ugh. But he reached out to me before we hung out. And so I was like, oh, well, this, so the whole situation is like me just tiptoeing around. Now I'm going to go to your question ideas. Okay.
I've been that guy, Michelle, by the way, like I have been that guy and There is truth to the emotionally unavailable, whatever that means. I mean, that's a nuanced thing, but also like the right out of a relationship, there's always like they need a cooling off time, but you can't control when you meet somebody too. So sometimes it's like, I wish I would have met you in 6 months from now when you were got that out of your system. So we're screwed is the bottom line.
I'm screwed. So I was telling Christy, I feel like all I do is meet men in that time period. And it's really frustrating me. I was literally crying every time I've met him. I met him twice in person. He's a really nice, he's not a dick. Like he's not a douchebag where, you know, when you meet a guy, Christy, and they're like checking out other women and you're like, they're looking around. You're like, what are they doing? He was just, you get the vibe. Like this guy's not a dick. And it's weird because I've only dated dicks, like real big dicks, not in literal sense. Well, some in literal sense, but others in figurative sense are just dicks and douchebags. And he's not, I don't get that vibe at all. Like, I don't get a shady vibe, you know what I'm talking about? Like shadiness. So what do you think? Like, do you think that it's like, I have to wait, or what if he meets somebody while I'm waiting?
I don't think you wait. I think if he wanted to, he would. My mentality of dating is if he wanted to, he would. And if he wants, somebody else will. And I'm not going to waste my time here. So you got what did I see? There's a like I don't know. There's a TikTok trend right now that's like the mob boss or the mob wife mentality. Like we're in our villain era. Like we are not gonna let these men treat us this way anymore. Michelle, you move next.
You're right. All right, so
I'll chime in here. Yes. Like it sounds like you're just waiting for him to you're trying to like have him read your mind. Like, what is it terrible to like send out a text? Obviously, like you can really screw up a text too. You know, you could be like, "What's the deal? You're not calling me." If I get that, I'm gonna lose interest fast. But if you do a cool one, hey, we haven't talked in a while. Can we put something on the calendar? If he blows that off,
I agree with you. I think I'm gonna wait a sec because I'm gonna wait because I tend to like jump the gun. And I sent him a message the other day because he's like, let me know how the show goes. But then we had texted after that, and I didn't want to like be too much. And I saw he liked a lot of my stories, so I wrote him a message that said, I'm listening to this for my 5 a.m. Writers Club. And I sent him a picture of it. It was a song that we both liked. And he wrote, nice, ! And that was it. But he's not like a writer. Like he doesn't like write a lot.
Sounds like your type.
Yes.
I don't know. I think like judging, I think it's like, it makes things very challenging. I have written that nice. And then I've heard back like, that's all you said was nice. And I was like, I meant like nice, like you don't get tone on it and you can really, we just jump to conclusions and we're all looking for like reasons to end things.
All right. So wait, exactly. You guys, I love you both. This is amazing. This is like the episode I've been waiting to record with WTF Divorce in a long time. And I see that my Zoom, cause I'm broke and I have I'm a single mom on a budget kind of shit. I don't have the pro account. So we have 3 minutes left. And I also want to pick your brain, Rob. So we might go on a separate link if that's okay with you, just to talk about how you really grown WTF Divorce into this amazing content train. Okay. So this is your guys' turn for the flash round questions. These are inspired by Rob, that he wrote them. I really love them. So we'll go Christy and then Rob. You got a flash round. So the first thing that comes to your head, I might even throw in a new spice in between. Here we go. We'll go Christy, Rob. Is that okay? Okay. Yeah. What's the first word that comes to your mind when you think about divorce?
Freedom.
Rob.
I'll say hard.
Not in a good way, hard. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about co-parenting? Christy. That's a good sound.
Yeah, that's it.
What about you, Rob?
I'll say shit show.
I was going to say shit, too, because I just cleaned my ex-husband's toilet bowl, because when I dropped my daughter off, he left shit in the toilet bowl. Ugh, gross. Yep, that's wonderful, isn't it? What is the – all right, we'll reverse our order. What is the hardest part about co-parenting, Rob?
I mean, the schedule, all the back and forth, and the, like, keeping track of it. It's insane.
I'd say my ex-husband, Christy.
Similar, but having to care about this person's life still when you're like, I don't care about your life.
Yeah, yes, yes. The being all of it. So I'm so happy for you that you got engaged.
What's the first word?
What is the first word that comes when you think about dating apps? Rob.
Addictingly fun, but a problem.
Good. Christy.
He kind of still has to say problematic. Problematic.
My first word is ugh. What's one piece of advice you'd give your former self before you got married? I would say don't do it, Rob.
I would say have the uncomfortable talks earlier.
Anal. No kidding. I'm sorry. I could take that one out. Okay, Christy.
Stop ignoring the red flags.
Boom. Okay, guys, we're going to be right back. Rob's going to give us some information on how you can grow your divorce brand, or he's going to help me because I'm slowly growing myself into nothing. So
as we head into divorce month, filings are up and people's tolerance is down. This may feel especially true if you're on the cusp of co-parenting with an ex who has questionable drinking habits. If this sounds familiar, then preparation really is key, and there's no better tool on the market to safeguard your kids than SoberLink. You guys know I'm a fan of SoberLink, a co-parenting tool that uses a high-tech breathalyzer system to send you instant results of a co-parent's alcohol levels. When your co-parent tests, their identity is automatically confirmed with facial recognition and tamper sensors to ensure no cheating has occurred. You then get instant proof that your kids are safe in their care. Set up your family for success and include SoberLink's court-admissible system in your parenting agreement. Visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to learn more and get $50 off your device.